Hey, what's up? This is Tyrese over at Mom's Mobile Oil Change. And I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about oil additives. Like, I'm sure you've heard of them. And you're probably like, what are they? What do they do? So, we're going to break it down, like, try to make it simple. Like, you know, basically what oil additives are. Are chemicals, you know, that's added to the oil to do different things. You know, you have different type of additives. You have additives that are added, like, to stop the engine from rusting. You have additives that are added to stop corrosion. You know, you have detergents, which will help sludge and deposits of carbon from building up on your metal parts. You know, then you have like antioxidating chemicals that are basically like to keep the oil from oxidating. When the air hits the oil, it causes it to break down. So those help that. Then you have like metal deactivators, they're called. And what those do, they like help create a film so that the metal on your engine doesn't break down in the case that, you know, you run low or dry, you know, the heat starts to build up. And then you have like the base oil, which is not the base oil, but the base, because oil, once it starts to oxidize, it becomes highly acidic. You know what I'm saying? So to counteract the acid, you have to have base. You feel me? That's basic. Whatever that is. And you have other things such as alkaline, like, and that's pretty much used as a neutralizer for, you know, similar to like magnesium detergents, like I said before. And they kind of help. That's technical stuff, so it ain't really no way for me to break that down. But they're basically used for sludge and metal corrosion. They're the same thing, you know, it does the same thing. So then, like, let's get into like viscosity modifiers, you know, which makes the viscosity higher, you know what I'm saying, at when the temperature of the engine gets up. Because when your engine heats up and your oil starts to break down and it's heating up, the viscosity actually increases. So a 520 will be over time if you just keep, you know, like 520, 530. You got friction modifiers, again, to reduce friction of the engine, the metal parts, because even though the oil is lubricating through there, you still want to add a little extra protection in there that's going to, like, help when those parts are moving. It helps it flow through there better. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of stuff that's, like, for helping the engine bond when they're at high temperatures or even at under high pressure, because the engine is, you know, sealed unit and it's pressure building up there. Then you also have anti-wear additives, which basically are like a film, again, to help, you know, with the metal, such as zinc. Zinc is really good, I guess, for helping with that, you know. You have things that are added, which are called desperants. They keep soot and stuff, dirt, suspended in the oil, so that way when you drain it, it can come out. You know what I'm saying? You also have such as anti-foaming agents, which create, when the air, the engine start to, you don't want it to start getting bushy and bubbly. Like, you know how if you shake up a soda and it starts to bubble, you know, they have anti-foaming agents in there to help the oil from foaming as it basically is moving around and getting used up by the pistons and the shifters and whatever you call it, lifters and all that stuff, you know. So they put believe it or not, wax, because as you know, wax is smooth, and it actually improved the quality of the separate the dirt from the oil as it enters the oil filter, you know what I'm saying? And pretty much that's it when it comes to additives. I hope you find this informative. If you have any questions, you know, you can contact me at momsoilchange.com or momsoilchange on Instagram, momsoilchange on Twitter, momsoilchange on Facebook, momsoilchange on Pinterest. You get it. Momsoilchange. Google it. Hit me up. Any questions you have. Again, I'd like to thank you. I appreciate your time. And this is a wrap for this episode.